Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast featuring 10 things to do in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. This 5-minute podcast is based on Dimitrios' recent visit to Tallinn. Now, he reckons that one of the best things to do in Tallinn is to explore the old town. It's an amazing place, living, breathing entity for locals, not just preserved for tourists. Very beautiful and fascinating, with a mix of churches, palatial houses, sprawling parks and gardens, well-preserved walls and towers, covering a historic period of several hundred years. It's also a great cultural and nightlife hub. Now, Dimitrios spent around 4 hours in the Kumu Art Museum, part of the Estonian Art Museum. It's an ultra-modern building and has a fascinating mix of old, modern and traditional art. A lot of it local art to do with the time of the Russian occupation and also some temporary visiting expeditions. It costs about 5.5 euro to get in, but it's pretty good value. Now, a short day trip from Tallinn is the Estonian Open Air Museum. It's located in Kopli Bay, and traditional buildings from all around Estonia have been lovingly reconstructed within the natural setting of the Open Museum. You can do some tasting at the Beer House, where you find a selection of house-brewed beers and excellent food in the German-style beer house and microbrewery in Tallinn's old town. You can take a day trip to Helsinki in Finland. This is particularly amazing in winter, as you effortlessly and majestically cut through the icy sea. Helsinki is famous for beautiful open spaces, museums and a great music scene. The journey takes around 2 hours each way and costs around 42 euro return, departing Tallinn at 7:30 in the morning and arriving back in the evening to give you a good few hours to explore, but there's also the option of staying there overnight. Lots of shopping opportunities in Tallinn. The Viru Keskus shopping complex is an enormous modern building in town, with 5 floors of different types of quality goods sold by independent retailers. Now, for great views over Tallinn, you can visit St. Olaf's Church, taking in the panoramic views. Public concerts sometimes take place here, particularly before Lent and Christmas. Now, if you're there for winter, which could cover about 6 months of the year, because when Dimitrios was there at the end of March, it was below freezing most days and there was still a bit of light snow. There's an ice rink in the old town near St. Olaf's Church with an entry fee of 5 euro an hour for adults, plus a fee for shoe hire. For those that can't ice skate, well, that would be me, there are helper frames so everyone can have fun. Also great fun for families, as many locals bring their kids here at the weekend. And what about admiring the views down to the port? There's an ascent up steps about 1 kilometre to the left of the ferry port, where there seems to be an abandoned grand public concrete park. The views from here are really interesting in winter, where you see the ferry slicing through the ice. Now, one great boon about flying into Tallinn, or maybe flying out, is that, I don't mean it like that, is that there's free Wi-Fi at the airport. So while you're waiting for your flight, before or after you go through security, you can connect to the free Wi-Fi. Seemed to be very high quality, because Dimitrios was able to start uploading photos to Flickr and stuff. And I say, if only all the airports would offer this free service. You can also find more Tallinn tips from Europe à la carte readers based on the response to my request for recommendations prior to Dimitrios' visit. So do come to the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog and leave your tips. You can also see the photos. So thanks very much for listening to this Europe à la carte podcast, and I do hope you'll join us again soon. Goodbye.